Being handed a diagnosis of cancer is life-shattering, and every patient has his or her story of coping with cancer, fighting cancer. And these stories carry infinite wisdom. Alex Kipp has one such story. He was 22 when he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The U of M musical theater graduate has turned his cancer battle into a play, My Other Voice, now running at the Arthur Miller Theater through this weekend. Alex Kipp joins us now in the studio. Very good to have you with us, Alex.
Thank you for having me.
Before we talk about the play, give us a sense of your cancer journey.
Sure. So I was a senior in the musical theater program, and obviously singing is kind of what you do in musical theater land all day, and my voice was starting to kind of give out, and I didn't know why, I didn't know what was going on. I had worked a summer stock job, so I thought maybe it was the culmination of all that work, and my voice was tired. So as the year went on, it got worse and worse, and nothing was really working, and then I started having wheezing attacks, like when I went to the gym and all this stuff, so I finally got it checked out. And after a couple visits, you know, of like, oh, you're fine, nothing's wrong, then they finally did an x-ray and saw that there was a large mass in my chest, which then later revealed that I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Wow. And here you are, a senior, looking down the road to graduating and your career plans. How long were you in treatment and what was that like?
So I started treatment 2 weeks before graduation. So luckily, my teachers were just like, oh, it's okay. You're fine. You can graduate, you know?
Go deal with the with the big challenge at hand.
Yeah, exactly. And then I had initially 6 rounds of chemo, which was over 6 months. And that was supposed to be it. And then I was supposed to have radiation for 2 weeks, and that was supposed to be the end of it. And it looked all great. And they were actually like, this is great. We're going to start radiation. Then I got a call like 4 days later saying, ooh, we actually didn't look at all the tests right. You need to come back. This is much more serious. We're going to have to do a stem cell transplant. And now your chances are, you know, 15 to 30%.
Wow.
Which for me was a huge shock, obviously, because at first in my head I was like, oh, I'm done. I'm good to go. I'm going to New York now.
I crossed home plate.
Exactly.
Let's head to New York.
And then it added another, you know, 8 months on top of that. So overall, it was probably like a year and a half, a little longer, and then some recovery time.
And chemo is tough, and that stem cell transplant is a grueling ordeal, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
So you weren't home watching TV, taking it easy.
Well, it depends. Yeah. You know, everybody responds differently. My chemo process actually wasn't that bad. I actually ended up riding this 100-mile bike ride race for cancer research during it. So it really affects people differently. And luckily, my body was already sort of in a conditioned state that I think it handled it better. And I made sure that, you know, going to the gym and being healthy and proactive was still very much a part of my routine. So I think that helped. But yeah, once the stem cell transplant came around, that was definitely a little more intense because you're in the hospital for 2 months at a time. It's not like you're an outpatient. Mm-hmm. They put you in there. You're stuck.
Yeah.
You're there.
So that was when and where are you today?
So today I'm actually, I just had my 2-year checkup. But yeah, I'm all clear. All my scans are clear. And the 2-month mark for my specific disease is a really important one because then your risk of it coming back goes down dramatically after that. So that's good.
So where was the idea? When did the germ of the idea begin to turn all of this whole journey into a play?
So the idea came, obviously, I was saying how I lost my voice, and for a while I sounded like this, like for like kind of like a year and a half. Oh. So I went from singing, you know, hours upon end on each day, like really disciplined, to like having no voice. So I started writing, actually, this journal entry on CaringBridge. It's a site where patients can use to kind of keep everyone updated, because I got really annoyed by people being like, so what's going on? And then having to explain myself 5 million times.
CaringBridge is terrific for that, for families and patients to say, okay, everybody, check in, read my blog.
Yeah, here's the link. Mm-hmm. There you go. Let's get it done. So it started as that, and then I realized that what I was writing was actually affecting a lot of people by, you know, the comments that they would leave in the, you know, wall and how inspirational it was, and then other cancer survivors or people going through treatments were reading it, and I started to realize, oh, this is kind of a really powerful tool. And then I started learning more and more about the young adult population with cancer and how it's a really big problem right now. And I decided that, you know, I could use my gifts and my talents to contribute to the cause by writing something. And there was just so many funny things to me that would, like, happen in the hospital that I just, like, saw in my head on stage that I just thought would be hilarious for audiences. And it has been, so that's good.
I'm speaking with Alex Kipp. He's a graduate of the University of Michigan Musical Theater Program. Also, he was able to do some study at the London Dramatic Academy, so he's got that all behind him. But as he was ready to graduate, he was smacked with the diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, now 2 years out and cancer-free. And his play, My Other Voice, is running at the Arthur Miller Theater through September 1st. So tell me about the play. Is it a musical?
No, it's okay. A play with music. Although I would say that music is almost another character in the piece. Hmm. It's a play about a musical, if that kind of makes any sense.
All right. And is it very autobiographical? Did you take your story and kind of mold it and shape it into maybe a different form for the stage?
It is very autobiographical, but there are certain elements that are certainly dramatized or elaborated on. All the characters are based off of people in my life, though they might not be the exact person. We didn't change my name in the play because we wanted to really give that feeling of, you know, sort of seeing a live autobiography, mm-hmm. which is really interesting because you're in the audience seeing it happen and you're like, wait, this actually happened to this person, which puts it in a whole different context and reality, which is interesting.
Well, for you, what is it like for you on stage reliving bad old times? Mm-hmm. Those were not golden months in your life.
Yeah, that's everybody's question. And, you know, I guess people assume that it would be really difficult to do. But for me, it's actually just more of a celebration that I'm able to, that I've made it and that I'm able to tell this story in a way that is, you know, spiritual to me in some sense. And the fact that I'm able to be up there and do it when I didn't know if I could ever do it again is enough for me.
It's almost like a mileage marker. Look how much further down the road I am from where I was back then.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the play closes on the 1st of September. Do you have plans or hopes for it to go elsewhere after it closes at the Arthur Miller?
Yeah, so the reason we brought it here is because of obviously the U of M ties and connections, and we wanted to kind of try it out, basically. And so it's been really successful, and we're really happy with it. So now we're going to move it back to New York and hopefully try to do an off-Broadway run eventually after we do a showcase in New York. And then hopefully we'll be touring it around to different universities, like major university presenters like UMS, and collaborating with the hospitals and getting people to build, you know, community engagement and involvement around the show.
Who would you like to come see your play? And I guess by that I mean, would it be useful for medical students and physicians in training in particular to mm-hmm. see a young person's view of the cancer experience?
Yeah, well, it's great you just asked that because last week that's actually what we did. We had, there's this medical arts program at the University of Michigan started by Joel Howe and Sanjay Saint, where they got this huge grant from the Doris Duke Foundation where they're able to provide artistic experience to medical students and house officers. So we had a whole audience filled with them on one night, and then Joel Howe led a talk back after the show, and it was just amazing hearing their response to the show, you know, hearing how it made them see the patient experience differently, how it made them think about families and dynamics of relationships, and they saw kind of the holes in their system. And also the good examples of how a doctor can be and the bad examples. So that was a big night for us. And then last Sunday, Ora Peskovitz, the CEO of University of Michigan Hospital, was there. And a lot of important topics were brought up, like medical marijuana, mm-hmm. Clinical trials, insurance. It was really great to see that this piece started conversation within the community and within her own health system.
Alex Kipp, what is your hope for anyone who may see your play, especially people who are facing their own cancer battle?
I think my main hope is hope. I mean, that's really the message of the piece, is just hope for anybody going through this, hope for, you know, a better tomorrow where all this is concerned, and just inspiration to just keep looking towards tomorrow, even if you think it's not possible. And I think this play is much more for just the cancer community. You know, the cancer is just a backdrop in the play, but really it's about someone overcoming adversity and growing up spiritually and just like emotionally, and which anyone can relate to.
Alex Kipp, his play, My Other Voice, runs through September 1st at the Arthur Miller Theater at the University of Michigan. And you can find out more at the website, myothervoice.org. Alex, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.